Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss Neo-Aristotelians. Okay, Neo-Aristotelians. Now, Neo-Aristotelians are sometimes also referred to as the Chicago School of Literary Criticism. Okay, Chicago School of Literary Criticism. Now, this was just a group of people, group of scholars who were active in the University of Chicago, which is in the United States of America. And during the 1930s and 1950s, between this time, they formulated their theory. And they are called Aristotelians because they used Aristotle's ideas about plot, about character and genre. Okay, plot, character and genre. Now, another thing to note down is in part, the ideas of the Chicago school or the Neo-Aristotelians was a kind of reaction to the new criticism that was prevalent in those times. So, in part, they refuted some of the principles of new criticism, in part, not totally, but in part. And what was the criticism that they had of new criticism? See, the Chicago school critics or scholars thought that new criticism was too subjective. It was too subjective and focused too much on figurative language and irony. On the other hand, the Chicago school believed that the emphasis should be structure of a work rather than just the language. Uske baad, they also believed that rhetoric was important in literary criticism. So, in other words, the Neo-Aristotelians placed more emphasis on the rhetorical dimension of literature. So, exploring how texts or literary works persuade and influence readers. Because if you remember that the new critics, though they acknowledged the role of rhetoric, they were more interested in the aesthetic and formal aspects of literature. But here we have the Chicago school or the Neo-Aristotelians placing more emphasis on the rhetorical dimension of literature. Okay? Now, there is a very famous work by the Chicago school of critics called Critics and Criticism, Ancient and Modern. Okay? Critics and Criticism, Ancient and Modern. In this work, they explore various critical approaches, including how Aristotle's ideas can be applied to modern texts. Okay? And this is the reason why they are called Aristotelians, because of their reliance on or emphasis on many of the aspects which Aristotle talked about. Okay? After that, you should also be aware of the members of the Chicago school or who were the people who were clubbed under the Neo-Aristotelians. The most important is Ronald Crane. Okay? Ronald Crane. Then we have Elder Olson, okay, Elder Olson. Then we have Richard McKeon, okay, Richard McKeon. Ye teen naam bahut important hai. Ronald Crane or R.S. Crane, Elder Olson and Richard McKeon. And just remember that the Neo-Aristotelians were concerned with the form and genre of a literary work, the way Aristotle was, okay, form and genre. And later on, some more critics or scholars joined this group. And one such important scholar was Vannie Booth. Okay, W-A-Y-N-E, Vannie Booth, B-O-O-T-H. And he also wrote an important work called The Rhetoric of Fiction. Okay, The Rhetoric of Fiction, ye bhi kafi important hai. In which he not only elaborated the ideas of the Chicago critics, but he also expanded it. Okay, so kam se kam ye do kitabon ke naam aap yaad rakhna. One is Critics and Criticism, Ancient and Modern. This is a kind of manifesto of the Chicago School of Critics or Neo-Aristotelians. And the other is The Rhetoric of Fiction by Vannie Booth. Okay? And remember one more fact, that on one hand the new critics emphasized things like language, irony, metaphor, tension and balance while analyzing literature. Okay? Language, irony, metaphor, tension and balance. And on the other hand, the Chicago school emphasized plot, character and thought the way Aristotle did. Okay? Now, let me read out how a famous critic describes the Chicago School of Critics in just few lines. Okay? Quote, the Chicago School or the Neo-Aristotelians began formulating their central ideas around the same time as the new critics were voicing their manifestos. In the 1930s, departments of humanities at the University of Chicago were undergoing a radical transformation in an attempt to revive them and make them institutionally more competitive with the sciences. Six of the figures, later known as the Chicago Critics, okay, later known as the Chicago Critics, were involved in these changes. First, R.S. Crane. Second, Alder Olson. Third, Richard McKeon. Fourth, Norman MacLean. And also some others. These critics later produced the central manifesto of the Chicago school called Critics and Criticism, Ancient and Modern in the year 1952. Okay? Critics and Criticism, Ancient and Modern, which both attacked some of the important tenets of the new criticism and elaborated an alternative formalistic method, okay? And elaborated an alternative formalistic method of criticism derived in part from Aristotle's Poetics. R.S. Crane and the other critics in the Chicago school generally diverged from the new criticism in their insistence that literary study should integrate both systematic theory of literature, being informed by the systematic theory of literature, and the practice of close reading and explication of literary texts. In general, Neo-Aristotelians offered an alternative formalist poetics which acknowledged the mimetic, didactic, and affective functions of literature, unquote. Okay? So just keep in mind the name of the work that this critic pointed out, that Critics and Criticism, Ancient and Modern. Okay? This was the manifesto. Uske baad, who were the members of the Chicago school or Neo-Aristotelians? Ispe sawal aa sakta exam mein. After that, what is the difference between new critics and the Chicago school? As I said even earlier that on one hand, the new critics emphasized the poetic uses of language, irony, metaphor, tension, balance. ठीक है, इन सब पे एम्फेसिस था न्यू क्रिटिक्स का. बट ऑन द अदर हैंड वी हैव द शिकागो स्कूल विच एम्फेसाइज्ड प्लॉट, कैरेक्टर एंड थॉट द वे एरिस्टोटल डिड. ठीक है, एंड अलोंग विद दिस दे हाइलाइटेड द माइमेटिक, डाइडैक्टिक एंड अफेक्टिव फंक्शंस ऑफ लिटरेचर. ठीक है,